It's Tuesday, June 13, 2023.
With regards to the complete rebuild of I-95 roadway, we expect that to take some number of months.
Gas tanker fire leads to collapse of major freeway overpass.
There are likely farms in every state that are knowingly or unknowingly dealing with these chemicals.
Three manufacturers agree to billion-dollar settlement as states sue over PFAS chemicals in drinking water. Plus,
the researchers say the latest event is gaining strength and could lead to record-breaking temperatures next year.
Buckle up. El Nino is here to intensify extreme weather around the world.
Oh, great. All of those stories and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
There's little question that Canada needs to obviously focus on forest management, but this isn't the moment to start lecturing people about the science of climate change. Right now it's about putting out a fire and keeping people safe.
The moment when New York Congressman Mark Molinaro figured out how to recycle gun safety denialism for climate change. This is your Green News Report. All right, Desi Doyen, as fires continue to rage in Canada, you've got great news about El Nino.
Yes, unfortunately, El Nino has officially arrived. The naturally occurring periodic warm pattern in the Pacific Ocean that gooses global temperatures is expected to strengthen over the winter, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Forecasters warn that this El Nino occurs on top of record warm ocean temperatures, which will combine to intensify extreme weather around the world. Storms, droughts, deadly heat waves, you name it, that are already worsening from human-caused climate change.
I'd rather not name it. The last year or so, we had some record heat, even though there was a La Nina, which is supposed to cool things, right?
Uh-huh.
And now we're going to have an El Nino.
Making it even hotter. Yes.
Fantastic.
And it's likely that 2023 and 2024 will set new records for all-time hottest years globally. A new study calculates that El Nino impacts are actually far costlier than experts had thought, averaging trillions of dollars in long-term damage, forcing communities to divert resources to fund recovery and rebuilding.
Well, maybe this isn't the time to lecture people on climate change, Des.
NOAA also announced that levels of heat-trapping carbon dioxide in the Earth's atmosphere increased to a new record high in May, jumping at one of the fastest rates ever recorded, hitting 423 parts per million at Hawaii's Mauna Loa Observatory, quote, continuing a steady climb further into territory not seen in millions of years.
And we were worried that it would ever reach 400?
Yeah. In Philadelphia, an elevated section of Interstate 95, one of the region's busiest highways, collapsed early Sunday morning after a truck hauling gasoline overturned and ignited underneath it. The truck driver was killed. The National Transportation and Safety Board is on scene investigating. Pennsylvania's Governor Josh Shapiro issued a disaster declaration speeding up federal funding for repairs. He warned reconstruction of the highway is expected to disrupt transportation for months. And I'll just note here that the adoption of electric vehicles will help take explosive trucks off the U.S. highways. Mm. In accountability news, three manufacturers of toxic PFAS forever chemicals have agreed to pay more than $1 billion to settle the first wave of lawsuits alleging the chemical companies contaminated drinking water across the country.
That's good, but not enough.
The settlement came after multiple investigative reports revealed secret industry documents showing exactly how manufacturers DuPont and 3M knew decades ago that their PFAS forever chemicals were a danger to human health, but publicly insisted the chemicals were safe and purposely distorted public knowledge about PFAS in their products. A new study from UC San Francisco details how, quote, the chemical industry used the tactics of the tobacco industry to delay public awareness of the toxicity of PFAS and, in turn, delayed regulations governing their use.
Well, we got to have our Teflon pans.
Over the last 2 weeks, more than two dozen states have filed suit against PFAS manufacturers to pay for the mounting costs of cleanup of the chemicals, which are now ubiquitous in the population and environment. Here's Maine's Attorney General Aaron Fry on CNBC.
3M and DuPont created these chemicals, had the science that showed just how dangerous they were, how toxic they were, how they were going to last forever. It is my responsibility to do whatever I can to hold accountable those companies that profited off of this chemical.
Good. Yeah. Go get them.
And finally, some good news in Minnesota. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has revoked a crucial permit for a controversial proposed copper and nickel mine in the northeastern part of the state, concluding the permit did not comply with water quality standards set by a sovereign downstream tribe.
A lot of good news coming out of Minnesota these days. Wait a minute. Isn't 3M based in Minnesota?
Yes.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report. But nothing lasts forever, so they say.